The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from a couple of emails and various websites, starting with Disability Rights North Carolina, announcing Karma Keg, Thursday, September 17th, 2026, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at High Wire Brewing in Durham. Sponsored by Inhabit Real Estate. Save the date. Thursday, September 17th, 2026, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., High Wire Brewing, Durham. Join DRNC for Inhabit Real Estate's annual Karma Keg event. Karma Keg brings the Triangle community together for an evening of great drinks, good company, and meaningful impact. We're honored that Inhabit Real Estate has invited DRNC and other local nonprofits to connect with caring community members and celebrate the important work being done throughout our region. We're truly grateful for their generosity and commitment to supporting the organizations that make the Triangle a stronger, more successful community for all. Every drink purchased earns a digital vote for a participating nonprofit. At the end of the night, the top nonprofits with the most votes each receive a cash prize. Join us. There is a hot link to learn more. And there is another article called, in case you missed it, DRNC in the News, The Politics of a Prison Release Settlement. I might have read that last week or even a couple of weeks ago. Next up, the NCRS August 2026 newsletter. Inside this edition, new regular reading opportunities, birthdays, gala countdown. And there's a little note about volume issues and studio reminders that I won't read. Happy August birthdays, Melissa Espitia, Kent Miner, Avra Lewis, Demi Arsenault, Chris Boyer, Elizabeth Gibson Dunn, Joe Brazel, Daniel Gallagher, Wes Hohenstein, Stuart Parrish, and Tina Casagrande. Welcome, Elaine Otero. This summer, we welcomed our new volunteer manager, Elaine. You can contact Elaine for your studio requests and broadcast schedule needs at volunteer@ncreadingservice.org. NCRS is seeking donations for the Gala's Silent and Live Auctions by August 31st. What kind of businesses or experiences do you enjoy? Would you be interested in putting together a themed basket for the silent auction at the New Visions Gala to raise funding for NCRS? For inspiration, check out this lovely giving tree donated by the Wall family, Kelly Wall Records Poetry, and the Count of Monte Cristo. Thanks for your support, North Carolina North Raleigh Lions Club, $635.50. Highwoods Realty Underwriting, Triangle Business Journal, renewed. Volunteer opportunities. Committing to regular reading slots helps NCRS with planning and resources. Are you ready to commit to a regular weekly or monthly reading spot? One of these spots is waiting for you. Noon broadcasts on third Wednesdays. Evening broadcasts on first Mondays, third Mondays, fourth Wednesdays, first Fridays, and third Fridays. And then the article about the audio quality concerns. Next up from AFB.org, vote for my panel picker proposal. South by Southwest, 2027, March 15th through 21st in Austin, Texas. Community voting will run from August 5th through 23rd, 2026. AFB's Public Policy and Research Institute wants to discuss our groundbreaking AI research with tech innovators and thought leaders. To do this, we have submitted three session proposals for the 2027 South by Southwest SXXW conference in Austin, Texas next March. We need your support and votes to help us get there. Community voting is now live and open to the public from August 5th through 23rd, 2026. Learn more about our three sessions and the voting process below. How to vote. Before anyone can vote for our South by Southwest proposals, they must first create SXSW ID if they don't already have one. Please follow these instructions. Number one, create your SXSW account. go to https://id.sxsw.com/sign_in and click Create Account if you do not already have an SXSW account. Enter your information into the fields, then check your email and click the link to the email in the email you receive. Number two, find our proposals. In the same web browser you used to create your account, come back to the web page and click on each of these links. Working for the machine, AI as game changer or game over. Retooling privacy and independence, AI's disability dilemma. Students left behind, AI's shock to higher ed accommodation. On each proposal, you can read the description or view our video about the proposed talk at the hot link. To vote for it, click the heart icon. If you are a screen reader user, click the Click Here to Favorite This Proposal button. Number three, if you'd like, leave a comment about the proposal. This helps further boost our odds of getting accepted. Our session proposals. Working for the machine, AI as game changer or game over. We all deserve to find work. But for people with disabilities, does AI help or hurt in the job search? Survey data from people with and without disabilities show a paradox. Some people with disabilities encounter challenges with automated hiring, while others find AI empowers them to show off their best self. We'll discuss real data on how AI is reshaping access to jobs, skills, and information for people with and without disabilities, and what happens when AI uses policies to get access, fairness, and data security right or wrong. Innovation only counts if it works for everyone. Vote Working for the Machine. Retooling privacy and independence, AI's disability dilemma. Every time you use AI, you share a bit about your life with the system. What if it learned your bank account details, the results of your pregnancy test? For people with disabilities, using AI for autonomy often requires exposing deeply personal details about their lives, and regulatory policy rarely accounts for unequal choices. Drawing on a national survey of adults with and without disabilities, we'll examine how AI expands access yet requires users to expose their info. We'll identify design and development practices that prevent people from being forced to choose data security or independence. Vote Retooling Privacy and Independence. Students left behind, AI's shock to higher ed accommodation. Disabled students are using AI to bridge a widening accommodation gap in U.S. higher education to avoid being left behind in their classes, as disability disclosures rise and institutional supports struggle to keep pace due to regulatory uncertainty and political tension. AI is filling this gap by providing always available help with reading, writing, note-taking, planning, and access conversion. This session centers on disabled students' experiences and discusses how universities can leverage AI to meet their legal obligations and how students are using it to fill gaps. This proposal is specifically for South by Southwest EDU. Vote Students Left Behind. From ACB.org, August 11th. Learn the art of audio description at the September Audio Description Institute. Dateline Alexandria, Virginia. The Audio Description Project, ADP, an initiative of the American Council of the Blind, ACB, is accepting registrations for its next Audio Description Institute, ADI, a 5-day virtual training program that equips participants with the skills to write high-quality audio description for film, television, performing arts, museums, educational content, and more. The Institute will be held virtually September 14 to 18, 2026, from 1 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Open to both blind and sighted participants, the ADI combines expert instruction, collaborative writing exercises, and hands-on learning to teach the principles and best practices of professional audio description. Led by Dr. Joel Snyder, one of the first audio describers and founder of the ADP, the faculty includes blind and sighted audio description professionals. Audio description is an essential tool for making visual content accessible to people who are blind or have low vision, said ACB Executive Director Scott Thornhill. As awareness of accessibility continues to grow, there is an increasing need for skilled professionals who can create meaningful and engaging descriptions across a wide range of media. Participants will learn the history and theory of audio description, the four fundamentals of audio description, that's a copyright, techniques for observation, visual literacy, and selecting critical images, how to transform visual information into vivid, effective, and objective language, best practices for using spoken language to convey meaning. The ADI is ideal for aspiring freelance audio description writers, performing arts describers, museum and visual arts professionals, accessibility practitioners, and anyone interested in strengthening accessibility and inclusion efforts within their organization. It is also valuable for experienced describers seeking to refresh and expand their skills. Registration is $575. Two full scholarships are available with priority given to people with disabilities. Scholarship applications must be submitted by August 28, 2026. ADI registration closes September 8, 2026, or when capacity is reached. Learn more about the ADI at https://adp.acb.org/register-now-september-audio-description-institute. Register at https://form-renderer-app.do. DonorPerfect, that's all one phrase, donorperfect.io/American-Council-of-the-Blind/2026-AD-Institute. About the American Council of the Blind. The American Council of the Blind is a national member-driven consumer organization representing Americans who are blind and visually impaired. With 65 affiliates, ACB strives to increase independence, security, equality of opportunity, and to improve the quality of life for all people who are blind or have low vision. For more information, visit www.acb.org. From fightingblindness.org, summary of the 11th Annual Retinal Therapeutics Innovation Summit. The Retinal Therapy Innovation Summit, RTIS, hosted by the Foundation Fighting Blindness and the KCI Institute at Oregon Health and Science University, provides researchers and companies with the latest news on emerging therapies for inherited retinal diseases and dry age-related macular degeneration. The 11th annual RTIS was held May 1, 2026, preceding the annual meeting of the Association of Research in Vision and Ophthalmology, ARVO, in Denver. RTIS featured 25 presentations from retina experts from around the world, and more than 400 professionals from the retinal ophthalmology field attended. While ARVO is the world's largest eye research conference, the Innovation Summit focuses on clinical development and advances for retinal disease therapies. The meeting was co-organized by Paul Yang, MD, PhD, and Renee Riles, RYALS, PhD, from the KCI Institute, and Amy Laster, Ph.D., Chad Jackson, Ph.D., Michelle DiVincenzo, and Chris Adams from the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Summit sponsors. Premier sponsor, KCI Institute, Oregon Health and Science University. Innovator, AA Vanguard Bio. That's Avantgarde Bio. Alkeus, A-L-K-E-U-S, Pharmaceuticals. Ascidian, A-S-C-I-D-I-A-N, Therapeutics, Atsena, A-T-S-E-N-A, Therapeutics, Beacon Therapeutics, Blue Rock Therapeutics, Restore Vision, Thea, that's T-H-E-A, /Sepul, S-E-P-U-L, Bio, Luminary, B-Light, Bio, that's B-E-L-I-T-E, Discovery, Astellas, A-S-T-E-L-L-A-S, Genentech, InFocus Clinical Research, Lexitas, L-E-X-I-T-A-S, Meira GTX, that's capital M-E-I-R-A, capital G, capital T-X, Merck, M-E-R-C-K, Opus Genetics, Regeneron, Sumitomo Pharma, that's S-U-M-I-T-O-M-O, America. Keynote, gene therapy in children with AIPL1-associated severe retinal dystrophy. Robin Ali, Ali, PhD. King's College London, presented results from a gene therapy program to treat young patients with AIPL1-associated Leber congenital amaurosis, a rare early-onset rod cone dystrophy that causes severe sight impairment and no light perception by age 6. Because the condition is rare and there is a short window for intervention, Dr. Ali pursued compassionate treatment. He obtained a UK specials license for University of College London Wolfson Gene Therapy Facility, then raised funding for manufacturing and treatment through philanthropy. Because all retinal structure degenerates past 4 years old, Dr. Ali's team identified 4 patients below age 4 who still had some retinal structure and treated the better seeing eye with an AAV2/8-CMV-AIPL1 gene supplementation. Patients improved in visual acuity, which was measured by age-appropriate tests, including the Sheridan Gardner vision test, using flashcards with single letters held at a distance and a rotating Garber grating test to detect stripe patterns. Treatment in very young children appears safe, with no clinically significant intraocular inflammation. Macular edema in one child partially resolved and did not prevent improvement in visual function. The study shows that patients treated early enough can preserve outer retinal structure and restore function. Dr. Ali notes that while it is difficult to measure outcomes in young children, age-appropriate methods make it possible. Dr. Ali also underscored the importance of clinical academic centers with manufacturing capabilities in developing treatments for ultra-rare diseases. He said this work would not have been possible without a GMP manufacturing facility that could produce the treatment at a much lower cost for investigational and compassionate use. Session 1, Ultra-Rare Provider Perspectives. Moderator, Chad Jackson, PhD, Foundation Fighting Blindness. Leveraging the N of 1 trial pathway to treat ultra-rare variants in inherited retinal disease. Shyamanga Bura, PhD, that's Shyamanga Bura, of the Shiley Eye Institute, University of California, San Diego. Presented on Periferin 2, PRPH2, Associated Retinal Degeneration, PARD, one of the most common causes of inherited retinal dystrophy. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's N of 1 framework is a recent pathway for investigators to develop individualized antisense oligonucleotides, ASOs, for ultra-rare indications allowing treatment of patients with a research investigational new drug. ASOs are single strands of RNA that can treat inherited retinal diseases by restoring essential protein production and cell function. Dr. Barura's work was funded by the N. Lorem, L-O-R-E-M, Foundation within academic nonprofit model. UCSD completed the natural history study. The study participant, a 64-year-old female with macular degeneration, was treated with an ASO targeting a specific PRPH2 variant and has seen no serious adverse events, though it is too early to make safety and efficacy conclusions. Dr. Barua suggested that careful selection of the patient and nonprofit partner is important, and that navigating academic institutional review board and contractual agreements with those unaware of N of 1 style studies can add complexity to the approval process. Antisense oligonucleotides for the treatment of rare eye diseases such as LCA10 and Usher syndrome type 2A. Bart Leroy, MD, PhD, of Ghent University, that's G-H-E-N-T, also discussed the use of antisense oligonucleotides, ASOs, to treat inherited retinal diseases, focusing on the ASO-RNA therapies sepofarsen, S-E-P-O-F-A-R-S-E-N, and ultevursen, U-L-T-E-V-U-R-S-E-N. Sepofarsen targets CEP290-associated LCA10 caused by the common C2991 plus 1655A greater than G variant. In the phase 2-3 Illuminate study, 8 out of 15 sepofarsen-treated eyes improved in visual function. Hyperion, the phase 3 clinical trial, is a placebo-controlled paired eye design that is actively recruiting globally with 25% enrolled to date. Sepofarsen is available through compassionate use to previous ProQR trial participants free of charge in 7 countries. Ultevursen targets USH2A associated retinitis pigmentosa due to mutations in exon 13. During phase 1 and 2 trials, 29 participants dosed with Ultevursen had no serious adverse events or adverse events leading to discontinuing treatment. The phase 2B sham-controlled study, LUNA, is screening last potential participants and plans to close enrollment in the next few months. Universal Rare Gene Study, a registry and natural history study of retinal dystrophies, baseline results. Jose Alain Sahel, S-A-H-E-L, M.D., University of Pittsburgh, offered updates on the Universal Rare Gene Study, UniRare. UniRare includes a registry open to 1,500 people with mutations in over 380 rare IRD genes, as well as a natural history component for up to 100 patients per gene for select genes. Dr. Sahel likened the study's infrastructure to a stadium. If it's built once, it can be reused for many subsequent studies. As of March 2026, 33 global sites and 623 participants representing 103 genes are included in the study. Enrollment is anticipated to complete in December 2026. Since many genes may only have one or a few patients enrolled, study researchers propose grouping genes together based on factors including biological mechanisms, age, and protein function. 64% of genes have been grouped into one of 20 categories. Geneticists will continue refining the best way to group genes before running analyses. UniRare is funded in part by the foundation. Session 2, Ultra Rare, Systemic Hurdles for N-of-1 Trials. Moderator Paul Yang, MD, PhD, KCI Institute, Oregon Health and Science University. Discussion of FDA evolving regulatory paths for retinal diseases. William M. Boyd, MD, U.S. Food and Drug Administration, discussed what FDA looks for when approving new drugs and devices. New drugs must provide benefits that outweigh risks when used by the intended population, shown in adequate and well-controlled trials. FDA does not accept random experience, isolated cases, or reports lacking details for new drugs or new device applications. Dr. Boyd highlighted the FDA Rare Disease Innovation Hub, which serves as a collaboration between Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research and Center for Drug Evaluation and Research to improve outcomes for patients. It focuses on products intended for smaller populations or for diseases where the disease progression is variable and not fully understood. He also said that FDA is accepting requests to participate in the Commissioner's National Priority Voucher Pilot Program, a pathway to reduce review times for drug and biological product applications and manufacturing or efficacy supplements. Personalized intervention for inherited retinal diseases, the example of Stargardt disease. Rob Collin, C-O-L-L-I-N, Ph.D. Radboud University Medical Center, that's R-A-D-B-O-U-D, discussed using antisense oligonucleotides to treat Stargardt disease through a nonprofit collaboration with the Dutch Center for RNA Therapeutics. Dr. Collin and team designed an N-of-1 treatment in the Netherlands for a 42-year-old with biallelic mutations in ABCA4. Preclinical safety trials in rabbits showed mild inflammation in the vitreous and slightly reduced DRG compared to Ultevursen, which is currently approved for use in a clinical trial. Ultevursen is U-L-T-E-V-U-R-S-E-N. To understand the patient's disease progression, the team followed the patient for more than 4 years to find that visual acuity varied, declining in a nonlinear manner, while there was a linear increase in atrophy. Dr. Collins' team proposed treating the patient with 160 UG intravitreal dose, followed by 80 UG every 6 months. They planned to treat one eye using the other as a control. and will measure progression of atrophy as the main endpoint. ChemGenes/N=1 collaborative support the GMP manufacturing of the treatment. Session 3, Small Molecules to the Rescue. Moderator Alicia Kembel, PhD, KEMBLE. Foundation Fighting Blindness. Successful protection of cones from degeneration and dysfunction with oral dosing of BRX-011. Maureen A. McCall, PhD, University of Louisville, used drug BRX-011 as a neuroprotective agent that works independent of mutation to treat autosomal dominant retinitis pigmentosa. Dr. McCall's work is a partnership with BioJiva, that's B-I-O, capital J-I-V-A, and funded by the Foundation's BRINT, B-R-I-N-T, Family Translational Research Award. Dr. McCall and her team use transgenic pigs expressing the human P23H rhodopsin, R-H-O-D-O-P-S-I-N, variant, to evaluate if replacing docosahexaenoic acid, D-O-C-O-S-A-H-E-X-A-N-O-I-C, that's shortened to DHA, with a modified form has therapeutic benefit. DHA is found in high concentrations in the photoreceptor outer segment. Pigs were treated orally with deuterated DHA, BRX-011, mid-disease or pre-disease. More stable deuterated bonds may resist the negative effects of IRD-induced oxidative stress. There was no change in wild-type cone and rod morphology or function after treatment, establishing safety and leading to an investigational new drug acceptance. D-DHA maintains cone structure and function in disease, and surprisingly was also able to rescue rod function. NACUITY's positive phase 2 results for its gene-agnostic therapy for retinitis pigmentosa using NPI-001. Halden Connor, NACUITY Pharmaceuticals, discussed safety and efficacy data from a phase 1 and 2 randomized clinical trial for NACA, that's NPI-001. An oral treatment for retinitis pigmentosa associated with Usher syndrome. NACA is a small molecule antioxidant designed to address oxidative stress. The study included 49 patients with Usher syndrome with some rod loss, but mostly viable cones. Patients were randomized to control or treatment of 500 milligrams per day. NACA showed excellent safety and tolerability with mostly mild adverse events. It significantly slowed photoreceptor loss by 50% over 2 years, with significant effect between 6 months and 2 years. NACUITY plans a confirmatory 2-year study with 80 patients in sites in Australia and in the U.S. in 2026. The Foundation's RD Fund is an original investor in NACUITY. And that's it for this week. I ran out of time for this Vision News. I hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next week. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.